Okay, we are in Resh Vav. We're up to Sif Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Kol Eile HaBrachos, Tzarech Shelo Yafsig Bein Bracha L'Achila. So in all the brachas you make, one shouldn't have an interruption, a hefsek between the bracha that you make before you actually take a bite of the food. The Hagah, says the Ramah, says, Yoyser Mechidei Dibur. What's considered to be a hefsek? So the amount of time it'll take to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. That's what the Ramah adds, defines that for us. And then additionally says the Mechaber, Vitzarech lehashmia leozno, your ears have to hear the words that you said. Ve'im lo hishmia leozno yotza, but if you did just mouth them, I mean, you spoke it, but you said it so softly, it was like almost inaudible, you couldn't hear it, then technically speaking that is count. But va provided sheyotza b'sfosav, you actually did say the words, not meaning you didn't think the bracha, you said the bracha, just was so quietly, you yourself couldn't hear it, and that counts. You can make a bracha on in any language, provided that the caveat is you understand the language. If you don't speak Spanish and you make a bracha in Spanish, then that is no good. One shouldn't be naked when they're making the bracha until you cover your private areas, your genitals. When does this apply? We're talking about a man. Shamata tuchos bekarka. So technically speaking, a woman could be sit if she's unclothed. Her lower part is her, you know, genitals are touching the ground. Ki bazeh mischase ervasa, because by that her nakedness is literally covered. Ayin la'el b'sim ayin dalad siv dalad. V'afilu im ena orim, even if you're not unclothed, im libo roe es ervoso, if there's no separation between the top and the lower part of your bodies, osha rosho magula, or if your head is uncovered, osu levarich. We'll see that you shouldn't do the babidiyavid. We'll see what the Dirsha brings down that if you did have gili rosh, then you are yotze with that. Okay, that was the Mechaber and the Ramos. Now we start with the Mishnah Berurah and some important Dirshu footnotes today. Yud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, Bein Bracha L'Chi, not to speak between, not to have a hefsek between the bracha and the eating. Hu Hadin Birkas HaMitzvah. This is not only a din by making a bracha on the. We know there's three categories of brachos. There's Birkas HaShevach, where you're just saying thank you, like a Shechianma. There's a real mice that falls up it. But Birkas Nehenin, when you're eating something, or Birkas HaMitzvah has something that goes after it. You're doing the mitzvah. You're eating the food. So he says, don't think that this whole idea of a hefsek is only in eating. It also applies when you're making a bracha on a mitzvah. When you're, you know, on the tzidas lulav, so you have to pick up the lulav, the tefillin, whatever mitzvah you're doing, you have to do it immediately afterwards. Right? Bein bracha l'mitzvah. Yud Beis, Yos Mekadei Dibur, more than the time it takes to speak, Hai Nekadei, Sheilas Talmud L'Rav, the time it takes a student to tell the Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, right? Peace unto you, Rebbe. In Dirshu 17, it says, Mevor Sheshir Toch Kadei Dibur, Hu Shalosh Tevas V'lo Arba. It's three words. We're machmir over here and not four words, right? You might have thought of them as Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. No, you don't even get that extra split second of Umori. It's three words, according to Mishnah Berurah. V'yos Mihochi, more than this, Choshiv Hefse. If you would wait longer than that, then that would be a interruption. Umari b'shtik, we're talking here about when you actually are quiet that amount of time, that 2 seconds, whatever it is. Aval ba dibra afilu mila achas havehefsek, but even one word of speaking would be considered to be a hefsek. In 18, the Dirsha brings down im tam dover acher bein habracha lechila. So let's say you made a shahakol, you're about to eat your candy bar, and you took a bite of an apple in between. So that really wasn't what the bracha was on. Kos lekaman, no, she'in neshav kedibur. That's not considered to be a hefsek in that case. Kol shehu shalot zorech habracha, unless you're speaking about something that really isn't shayach to the bracha itself. Dirshu 19 says le'ini mish berech betaos. Let's say you made a mistake. V'chos berech pam shnia, and then you made a second bracha. Kosev shlomo zaman orbach shenir she'ena nechsheves lehefsek. It's not considered to be a hefsek. Kevin shehu mamish oisu habracha. You made the second bracha twice. You didn't need to. You weren't supposed to, right? Afal pishu bracha levatala. It was a bracha levatala, but it's not a hefsek. V'chol shegin how much more so v'ofin she'toa v'choshev she'osu lashtos. Imlo Yivarach, a person thinks that it's prohibitive for me to do this. Lefi Tauso, lo also Shum Hefsek. Of course, he didn't really make a Hefsek. Chain Hora, really Yashiv. Shimon Bracha, Vadayan lo Hischil Lechol. You made the Bracha, you didn't eat yet. Veshachach, and then you forgot. Oberich the Hischil Shuv Levarach, then you started again. Ein Zenechsha Kehefsek, the Ein Etzarech Levarach Shuv. You don't have to make a Bracha again after this. Okay, back in Mishnah Berurah says, Kamavur, Besimin, Kuf Samach Zayin, Se'ivav, Ein Sham. Okay. Od yesh chilek vein shtika ledibur. Another distinction, whereas by shtika it was a question of time, whereas by dibur it's a question of even one word, regardless of the time. Dibur hu leikuva. If you did speak, and that's ma'aki, that stopped you, and you have to go and make a new bracha, right? That's the next line. Tzarech lachzur levarich. Aval b'shtika hu rak lechatchila. Really, the best practice is to not pause. Silently, not to do it, but b'di'en ava, b'di'eved, afila shohar be'yoyser, mechnei dibur, ein tzorch lach slavarach. We would not send you back to make another brach again. Dirsha 22 says, v'chein im, hashkoz ha'bein, brach lechile kedei lahakshiv, v'divrei chavero, you're pawned to listen to something, a conversation or something. Zohar gav shlomo zlaman orbach, bring down she'ein echoz mevarach. You don't have to make a new brach in this case. Shkeim shlo osa maisa bein asayim, you don't really do an action in between. Ein zehefseg bein ha'brach lechile. V'hayotze bebracha me'odam achir, v'yochel ha'aschil miyad bechile. Right? You should, when you hear someone else's, you should, you know, eat right after you hear his bracha. Misrashala achar habracha. If you're lazy, you're pausing, you're waiting after you hear that. Ve'ena lokeach es ha'maychel ve'oichel betoch kedidim. You don't eat right afterwards. Zekos v'shlom zaman orbach. Shenir ke'ila ena roitzlet seis v'bracha d'achar. It's like you don't really want to yotzi with this guy. Why are we waiting? Why didn't you eat right away? So efsher, perhaps he says v'havehefsing. Maybe that is v'tzorach ian. Leaves off v'tzorach ian. Okay, interesting. Continuing now, kol shelo hisiach daita bin asayim. If you have a hesach adas, you can get distracted from that. Kosov chonim dafilu mipnei kvoid vayira also lahafsik achar habracha. Even if your rebbe or talmud chacham comes in and you want to greet them, you can't. You can't make an interruption at this point. Ve'im hifsik chois mevarach. If you would greet them, say shalom aleichem, or you would have to make a new bracha. And even those things are so important, but davarship kedusha to answer these things, that's also considered to be an interruption, and you should not answer at these points of time. Lo yivarech al Michael o mashke v'hu cham o kar b'yoser. So you shouldn't really make let's say something that's really hot or something that's really cold. Like a hot coffee, it's too hot to sip. You can't do anything. So wait, let it cool off. Mishum chashash hefsik. It's going to be. We're concerned there could be a hefsik. Umishaberech al meichol la'acher shaberech nimas be'enav. You made a bracha on it, and then you look and you see that it's like totally disgusting. So yeshalecho ketzas. You should try to eat a little small piece of it. I don't know. Let's say you have moldy bread or something like that. So try to find a little bit of something. Shlo yehe habracha levatol. So it shouldn't be a bracha levatol. Haroy to lishtos mayim sheshovech ketzas mivenu. When you're drinking water, you're pouring a little about. You should really pour out the water first, right, into the cup, and then make the shahakol on that, right? The tarvayhu isnu mishum hefsek. There's one problem. It looks like a hefsek. Mishum bizvi baruch. It looks like you're not really interested in this so much by pouring it out. Chen kosu b'shari tshuva b'simin reish beis b'shem hachronim. Kesha oichel egos. When you're eating a nut, the first thing you should do is yishabrena. Break the nut, the shell, the outer part of it, and va'achakach yivorech. Then after you've already broken the nut, then you're going to go ahead and make a bracha on it. Dirsha 27, it says, v'chein le'inyin maichel shedovuk alav lichluch, there's some dirt on it, chedoyme, sheyesh tzorech lasir, you have to take the schmutz off. You want to get off your apple or whatever it is. So kos of kaf achayim, sheyaser os va'achakach yivorech. The sod is, you want to be able to go straight from the bracha into the eating. So if you have to peel it, or you have to get the dirt off it, that should be all taken care of before you make the bracha in the first case. Right? Mishum hefsek. V'oi kedei levarech al dover shehunok. You want to be something clean that you're making the bracha on. V'ein kedei lahafsik harbe bein habracha lachili. You really shouldn't wait a long time between the bracha and that. In Dirshu 28, it says, Hamavarech al pri, you make a bracha on the fruit, sekos v'shulchanoch harav, shlo yachtuch mimenu ad la'achar habracha. This is interesting because we know there is an idea that you want to make the bracha on something that's shalem. So you're not going to take a bite out of it, you're going to cut it up. So make the bracha on it while it's shalem, kedei shivarech al ha-shalem, l'mitzvah min ha-mufra, because that's best practice. Ve'ein l'chush lehefseg. Now you don't have to worry about the interruption. Shehiya sachituch ibein ha-brach l'achila. Right? You don't have to worry about now, you're going to be cutting up the piece of food, then now it's a hefseg. No. Hoyov zet tzorech achila, because what I'm doing now is for the purpose of eating. So therefore it's better to make the bracha on the whole item and then cut it afterwards. Okay. He's brought that also in the Kaf Echaim. That was the Dirshu 28. Continue now back like four lines from the top. The Ode. Shem lo yimtzeinu yofim. Maybe, it's going to be gross or something on the inside. The ain't a roi lebracha, and it shouldn't get a bracha. So check it out beforehand, and then when it's all good to go, then you make the bracha. The inyan shari peiros ein le'el b'simin reish beis b'sharei teshuva. Okay, that was yud beis yud gimel, right? It's also that you have to move your lips. You might not have heard yourself, but you had to actually speak it out. Right, yud gimel aval im hircho b'libo es habracha lo yotza. Just thinking the bracha is not good enough. Ayin le'el simin kuf pehe siv beis mishne bura v'simin samach beis b'bir halacha sof dibur hamaschil yotza. Yud dal v'chol lashon. You can make the bracha in any language. Ayin le'el kuf pehe sim aleph mishne bura be'ish. Now again, he's pointing out over there. You have to understand the language, as we said when we read the mechaber, the first part. So we're talking about with a man that he has to be covered. This is what we said in 35, that umisha avar uberach begili rosh. Let's say a person went against this and made a bracha while his head was uncovered. So kasu prihamagadim va'orach ha'shulchan sheyotza v'chein das v'shlomo zaman orbach v'gabe tefila begili rosh. If you would daven without that, re'ei mash kasavnu le'el simen tzadi alef sivkatin tes. Okay, but it does count for the bracha over here. Tes vav in the Mishnah Berurah she Hagid v'habetim bolten veneer. The man's genitals literally are exposed. They stick out. It's seen. V'lo mahani below kisses. In that case, it has to be covered. Tes zayin tuchos bekarka. That literally means they're hugging the ground. The woman's genitals. Pirish devukos mechusos bekarka. It's attached to it and it's covered by the ground. V'tzarach lios mechusa kolkach shlotehe nira. Ag voseha, the buttocks should not be seen as well. Why? Ki ha gavos yesh behem mishum erva. That is the base. Yosef quotes that the buttocks area have the status of an erva, should not be seen when making a bracha. Magin Avraham marich bezel masi da agavos ein behem mishum erva. The Magin is cholik on this instance. They don't have a din of an erva. Vechein note ktsas das hagrol. The gross seems to be implying also le'el b'sim in ayin dalad le'el hiraba vechein b'magin giborim betzadin ledinin ki ha base Yosef. They hold like the base Yosef that is a problem. Vechein yesh lehachmir lechatchila. One in best practice should be careful and make sure that it's not exposed. Okay, that was Sif Gimel up to Dalad. Kol Dover Shemivarech Alav V'Ochlo Ol Hareach Bo. Anything that you're going to make a bracha on, you're going to eat it, or you're going to like besom, you're going to smell it. So Tzarech La'ochzo Biyamino, you should be holding it in your right hand at the time you make the bracha. Kishehu Mivarech, when you're saying the blessing. And there's a story they bring down from Yaakov. So I tell that I think he was in the hospital and they were trying to give him a drink, and the way it was, they positioned his left hand and he was mocked, but he told him put the cup. I think he was with wires connected and everything like that. He said, no, Yad Yamin, you put in the din is, you put it holding the right hand. Now, this is just lichatchila, because we'll see now that even if technically speaking you weren't holding it at all, it was just on the table in front of you, then that does count. Let's do the Mishnah Berurah now in Yud Zayin. Tzorek la'ochso, you have to be holding on to it. Tamachi is the reason why you should be holding it. It helps with the kavanah for what you are making the brach on. This is the best practice to do that. But technically speaking, after the fact, if you made the brach and it's sitting, it's on the table in front of you, af. Im lo achazol klal yotzen, you weren't holding it all. You stanley are yotzei kila kameis, as it says. Yud zayin b'yamina, holding your right hand. Hatam, why are you holding the right hand? Mishum chashivas. In general, most people are righties, and we give up an importance to the right hand. Ve'iter yad, let's say if you're a lefty, then as leanim baser yaminu small d'day, you go after what's your stronger hands. You would hold it in your left hand. Dlo baser alma, not that just what the general practice is. Chemashma b'chidush Rabbi Kiva Eger, v'chemashma b'magin Avram Simin kuf pe gimel, v'chein. Bechol bracha shemivarech al eizem mitzvah. So too with any other bracha making on a mitzvah, yeshlo lechos hadaver beyad yamino b'shas bracha. You should be holding in the right hand at the time of when you're making the bracha. Va'al derech hakabal, and based upon Mister, the hidden element of Torah, the penimius, ein lis chov hapri shemivarech alav b'sakin afshel chizva sakin yamino. He's saying that you shouldn't put like a knife into the fruit when you're making the bracha, even though you're holding the knife with your right hand. When you're asking somebody to give you a sefer, a Torah book, yikablenu biyad yimino, you should receive it from him in your right hand. In the Dirshu 38 explains a little bit, he says, Hatam Dov, the reason why you shouldn't be holding on the knife in your right hand, because of Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Alter Rebbe, Sheheim Shnei Hafachim Benose Echad. It's really two opposites at the same time. Shamim Yimena Totos Chaim, that the right hand is to give off life. Vasakin Hu Koicha Shel Esav, Hamakatzer Chayav, and the knife comes from this, from Esav, which shortens a life. So therefore, the two should not go together at the same time. Okay, that concludes today's shiur.